to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 7 and a half of the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden to overview the Talkers charts for the week of September the 5th to the 9th. 2016, as one of the components for our weekend program overviewing what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, I help myself to the thoughts, the ideas, the opinions of the people who are on my Monday through Friday program, just to sort of put a spin. They're all seasoned news talkers. A couple of them are on the absent list, namely Jennifer Horn, who would normally be here, but that's okay. We all have our opinions, and I'm going to go through with Richie and Victoria the stories, the number 10 through number 1 items, and the people that are on the list as well, and we'll have our thoughts, each one of us individually and or collectively. Number 10 on the stories list, pretty much the same every week. What's going on in sports talk radio, Major League Baseball action, the beginning of the football season, the Denver game on Thursday night was a squeaker, and that got a lot of attention. But this is the first weekend of the full season. And before you know it, we'll be talking about the end of the season like we are the baseball season now. Does it seem likely? I mean, we're just like yesterday, it was April, and we were starting the season now with most
when
of the games.
When does baseball end?
Well, the
October.
Playoffs.
It'll go into late October.
World Series will go into mid to late October. Yeah, so they're in the playoffs now, right? Don't they start in the
No, not yet.
Season?
Still got a couple more weeks.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So how are your teams doing? Your teams, I say that. I don't know. Your boyfriend, Victoria, pays a lot of attention to the Mets.
Yes.
I know that,
and the Mets this week had a big announcement signing Tim Tebow to their minor league
that'll
team.
Help.
Yeah.
Well, it gets him attention.
It does get him attention.
It's good for him.
Doesn't
get
him any wins. The Nats are still 8 games ahead of them with just a couple weeks left. So the Nats.
So that must be your team, Rich.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the National League East.
The Red Sox are better than both of those teams.
Actually, no, but the Red Sox are still leading, but they're only a game ahead of Toronto.
Yeah. You can't tell a Bostonite that the Red Sox aren't good.
Yes.
And see, Washington has 82 wins for the season. Boston has 78. Nanny.
What do the Mets have?
13.
The Mets are 8 games behind. The Mets are at 74, so they're eight games behind Washington.
All right, so the trending sports
stories. The Cubs are the hot team in the MLB right now.
At number 10. At number 9, the iPhone 7. And what that's all. We've had a lot of conversation about that. Both of you seem very interested and intrigued. And because I'm not, I'll leave it to the two of you to bring us up to date on what people can expect. Richie's going out to get an iPhone 7. I don't hear your excitement hit that high up on the scale, Victoria. You're going to run out and get a 7.
No, I'm not getting a 7. I'm going to wait for the 7S or whatever the next one is. I like to skip I like to let a few models go by.
Richie. No, Richie gets them right the 5 seconds after they're out. He's got them, and he sells his old ones. And
the camera has got me intrigued on this one. They've really upped the ante on the camera, and that is one of the main reasons I have a phone in my pocket, is to have that constant camera right there with you. And they've done a great job, especially on the i7 Plus, the bigger phone that's going to have two lenses in it so that it can do an actual optical zoom as well as the digital zoom, which most phones can do.
Would you explain the difference? What the hell is the difference between an
optical means the lens
zoom.
Is actually zooming in and getting you closer to your picture, as opposed to a digital zoom, which the only thing it's doing is making the pixels larger and blurrier.
Right.
One thing I heard that was interesting about the earbud flap yesterday was that the headphone jack is old technology. One conspiracy theory I heard is that people could create apps and adapters like thermometers that could plug into the earphone jack, and that Apple could not control the things that are being developed that would plug into that earphone jack, and hence they could not control the money stream for things being created for that. So getting rid of the earphone jack keeps them everybody having to plug everything into the lightning jack, and it would have to go through the software, meaning that they could make money on anything that is created for the iPhone.
Okay. I mean, I'm not really concerned if Apple is going to lose some money on that.
They are. That's the whole point, is that Apple is saying, wait a minute, people are going to be able to create things and plug into this headphone jack. We've got to get rid of it.
All right, so that's the number 9 item. Number 8, the status of Gretchen Carlson and Greta Van Susteren. As we continue here, overviewing the hot hits in News Talk Radio this week's 13 Past the Hour.
Doctor, it hurts when I check my new medical app. Well, then, don't do that. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Patients come to my office daily, carrying folders of papers, self-diagnosing ailments and diseases. After I assess them, the likely diagnosis is e-hypochondria. Misinformation prevails online, and while new electronic applications hold promise, they can be inaccurate or interpreted inaccurately. There's an app for your blood pressure to see if your kid has an ear infection and to help you diagnose anything from diabetes to exotic infectious diseases. And no, you're not chronically tired because you were bitten by a tsetse fly in New Jersey. The main problem is our inability to divorce emotion from self-diagnosis, especially when frightened and sick. That's why professionals are needed in time of crisis. Healthcare forums and apps are only tools and not a substitute for expert medical advice.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler. As a home improvement expert for the Money Pit, I try out lots of great products, and I was so impressed by the new Generac IQ 2000 portable inverter generator, I featured it on Fox & Friends. If you're looking for portable power for tailgating, camping, parties, or when the power goes out, you'll love the Generac IQ 2000. It's quiet, smart, easy to use, and hundreds less than a Honda generator. And right now, you can order a Generac IQ for just $71 a month with 12 easy zero-interest payments and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Plus, you'll get free shipping, and the first 100 listeners get a free copy of my book, Your Guide to Every Home Improvement Adventure. The Generac IQ will make sure you're never out of power. Get yours for just $71 a month with a 30-day money-back guarantee, free shipping, and my book free at GeneracIQ.com or call 800-965-1172. That's 800-965-1172 or go to GeneracIQ.com, GeneracIQ.com.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Each year around Labor Day, tens of thousands of people gather in the Nevada desert for an unusual event called the Burning Man Festival. According to its website, the week-long affair is dedicated to community, art, self-expression, and self-reliance. True to its name, the event culminates with the burning of a large structure that looks like a man. When the Burning Man tumbles over, participants are allowed to throw mementos and other objects into the fire. In order to participate, everyone agrees to assume all risk of property loss and personal injury. Well, a few years ago, a man tripped after tossing something into the fire and badly burned his hands. As you might guess, he filed a lawsuit claiming the organizers of the event were negligent. Let's be fair, these lawsuits often end badly for event organizers, but this time the court actually dismissed the lawsuit. And on appeal, higher courts agreed, ruling that by walking near the fire, the man assumed the risk of tripping. A lesson in personal responsibility that allowed the event to continue for others to experience. Learn more at CenterForAmericaTV.org.
15 past the hour. You're listening to an overview of the hot hits in talk radio this week, courtesy of the minds of Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. What's my name again? Doug Steffen. There you go. Okay, I get so excited. Number 8 is the continuing saga, although I don't know. I guess the next saga for Gretchen Carlson and Greta Van Susteren is going to be where they're going to work next. Carlson's got a check for $20 million on Wednesday or Thursday of this week as a result of the suit she filed against Fox and Roger Ailes. There was no discussion. She had to have had him cold because there would not have been this kind of settlement. There was no judge. There's no jury. Nothing. It was, okay, here's what I got on you. Here's a check. See you later.
Well, she had recordings, right, of their phone conversations.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you hit play on one of those, you start writing a check.
Yeah, they didn't want that to go to court.
Is there any gossip on where Greta Van Susteren, she wanted more money, because all the women there are onto the trail of what O'Reilly and Hannity are making.
Megyn Kelly, yeah.
Started it, and then they all said, oh, well, listen, if she's going to get it, then I want it. And they look at their ratings, and the ratings for Greta have always been good, very consistent. So, you know, they haven't moved her around for a long time, and that's the key. They moved Sean because the ratings weren't as good. They put Megan in there. Her ratings are now sketchy. The whole network, if you listen to the gossip anyway, is not a great place to be these days, and a lot of people want to get out. And so whether that was Greta's problem, she'd been I think she's probably one of the most stable people. Has she been there longer than anybody else? Except O'Reilly, right? Or Hannity? Hannity's been there longer.
Hannity's been there the longest.
Yeah.
Hey, do you have to pay taxes on legal settlements, winnings?
Yes, you do.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, it does count as income.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yes.
So,
okay.
$20 million, she'll get, like, what? 16?
$20 million,
and after the lawyers get
14.
theirs.
12, 14.
And then they'll get
30%. She gets $100.
So, yeah. Here's your check for $175.
Right.
Thank you very much.
$20 million just doesn't go as far as it used to.
Yeah. No. Well, I'm in my court case against the bank in California, which I won. I feel a great deal of satisfaction. One, because they didn't tell me I couldn't talk about it. And number two, because the way they job people around, they just don't expect to be jobbed back again.
Right.
And what I went after them for was what they've been doing. I did a little research. They've done this tens of thousands of times to people, and nobody stands up to them. And I wasn't going to take their baloney, so I hired a lawyer. And he took it on contingency, which is the number one sign. If a lawyer looks at a case and he says, okay, you don't have to pay me, I'm going to take a piece of it, then you know you're on pretty solid ground. Mm-hmm. It's taken us a year to get to it, but anyway, that's neither here nor there. Next, number seven, the Chicago murder stats. The numbers here are, we've talked about this, Alvin. I don't know what the big focus on it here. The stats came out Labor Day, and you know they're comparing year to year and stuff. And
this week, they hit 500 murders, and I think that's why it came back into the news. It hit that horrible milestone.
I just ask, what in the world?
Can you imagine?
Living in
that's
a great
Chicago
city. I love
years.
Chicago.
I mean, are people walking down the streets like high noon?
It's bad. No, you have to go. You get away from Wacker and Wisconsin and the Lakeshore Drive. You get away from those areas, and you get into the. You go down out to near where Midway Airport is. That's a pretty seedy area. You don't want to get out of your car when you get off of the interstate and you go to Midway. You just don't want to get out of your car.
I remember when D.C. was the murder capital of the world, and we were only getting like a couple of hundred murders a year. Is it 500? It's crazy.
500
and
half September. A year.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. No, it was 700 and some last year, and they're on par to beat that handily.
So they'll beat that in September.
Yeah.
Oh,
so how
so
is it?
Sad.
Is this, what are the police doing? What is the mayor doing? What are the people? Is there no leadership
in
that city at all?
There's an outlier here that somebody's not seeing. Something has happened to change the numbers here, and if somebody has to look at the numbers and just kind of see what the
outlier
is.
Notice Barack Obama's now retiring to Chicago?
Well, if he is, he's not retiring to that neighborhood.
No, he's not. No, he's going to, I thought he was going to live
He's staying in D.C.
Oh, he is?
Yep, they rented a house. I think they're going to be there for 2 years while Sasha finishes high school.
Yeah, aren't they going to Hawaii?
Well, for a vacation, but
I thought they were getting a place in Hawaii. No,
sure they will. I'm sure they'll have a place.
So what does he do? This is an aside. What does the former president do? Sets up his library? Is he going to go on boards? I mean, if they do, like Clinton has made a killing, George Bush didn't have to.
Might be able to play as much golf as he plays now.
Is he a good golfer, by the way,
Obama? He plays a lot of golf.
But is he good?
Yes, he's a good golfer.
Is he a good golfer?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
I mean, I think he's just a really strong athlete.
Is he?
You know, I mean, people say he's a really good basketball player.
Yeah, with all the smoking he still does?
Yeah.
How do you suppose, what's her name? I forgot her name.
Michelle?
Yeah, well, how does she put up with that?
I don't know. I think that she probably realizes if he's going to have one vice, you know, with all the stress of that job.
Yeah,
I think
she looks at Hillary Clinton and says, "I've got it pretty good."
Yeah, yeah. My husband still likes me and wants to take me on date nights.
So, is there still a rumor about her running for the Senate in Illinois too? Right?
I don't think
no. Gonzo.
I think she I don't think she wants anything to do with the public spotlight anymore.
Really?
At all.
Right.
Nope, she's done.
21 after the hour as we review what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio here.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
I see. Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Whether you need back to school supplies or you're coming back for more, Staples has all your back to school essentials in stock and at low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Potty odor P.U.
Yes, Haley.
Dad's feet. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's squirrel.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
Coast to coast. 23 minutes after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden this week, overviewing the charts courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine. Every week they put together the top 10 stories, top 10 people in terms of discussion. Every once in a while I decide we'll do a countdown extra, and the countdown extra this week is a focus on school getting started now that schools are in. There are a lot of people, schools are in session everywhere, a lot of people asking a lot of questions about public school education and what goes on. And then there are the sideshows, and I say that because that's what this is. I remember sort of things like this happening last year in any number of circumstances. An elementary school student in my town of Framingham, Massachusetts, brought a cap gun on his school bus yesterday. And he said he wanted to show other students his toy gun. He didn't threaten anybody. He didn't point the gun at anybody. But the bus was driven to the police station. And all the kids were... Imagine how scary this must be for kids in the elementary. This is, what, K through grade 6, or 1 through 6. So the bus driver decided that she ought to drive this kid. This kid's got the thing on the bus and... showing it to everybody, and who knows what they're going to do. Didn't know it was a pop gun or a cap gun or whatever, so she drove the bus right to the police station. Is that the right thing to do?
No.
Or not? Hmm? What's the right thing to do? What's the right thing to do?
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's a tough call, because there are plenty of real guns that end up going to school with kids for show and tell, and it's, you know, an innocent thing.
In elementary school?
Yeah, you read stories about that all the time. I mean, well, at least in New York it happens.
You tell Jimmy to come here, and Jimmy, you're not allowed to have the little gun on the thing, and you take it from him. Then he accidentally shoots the bus driver. How many of these stories do you hear where it's an actual real gun versus the fake guns? We hear more of the fake gun stories.
Yeah, we hear more of the fake guns.
And that's the problem with this world today, is that everybody assumes, oh, my God, it could be a real gun. Mm-hmm. And instead of walking up, I mean... In D.C. here, how many times a month, I can't tell you, some street is closed off because of a suspicious package, and it ends up being an empty cardboard box.
Yeah.
That's the mentality we have. We are suspicious of everything, and we are afraid of everything, so therefore these situations get created, and it's stupid. Grow a brain, walk up to the kid, say, give me the cap gun, I'll give it back to you at the end of the day. You're not allowed to bring them to school.
I'll give it to the principal when I get you to school, on the bus or whatever it is.
And don't suspend the kid. Yeah. Tell his parents you're not allowed to bring cap guns to school.
This kid
has
been traumatized by going to the police station, having the five guys outside ready to jump on the bus and scare the hell out of the kids.
I mean, I get it.
Well, the kids are never, the whole bus is never going to bring a gun ever again
to
school.
No, they won't forget that.
Yeah.
No. All right, one of the other things, isn't it interesting how here we are talking about seemingly academics, and yet the two stories that are a focus when it comes to the opening of school have to do with something like that or what children are eating or not eating at school. School meals now, because Washington is all over this, studying whether children are eating enough fruit and vegetables. They have issued a, with their focus on school food programs, issued a new rule to focus on things that are healthy, no more fat in pizza, no more fat in hamburger, no more sugars, no more candy, no more soda. And I don't know that that's a bad thing. This, but the reason I bring it up is because here's a perfect opportunity for you to teach children about eating healthy foods in the classroom and then applying it to the school lunches or breakfast or whatever there is that is being the focus of attention. So the Senate Agriculture Committee is in on this, and the Secretary of Agriculture is in on this, and the President. There's a 192-page report that was out this week focusing on what children ought to eat between the ages of 5 and 18. And what the public school is now, a whole study on the public school and what it feeds your child. Fascinating. 28 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Napa Know-How.
You don't need an air-conditioned steering wheel or high-performance supercharger to use Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil. Now just $5.79 a quart at Napa. Mobil 1 offers premium protection for all cars, premium or not so premium. So give your ride Mobil 1 synthetic, just $5.79 a quart, even if it doesn't have the latest technological stuff. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 9/30/16.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape. The doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee Wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden as we go through the charts, courtesy of the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. It's part of the Weekend Countdown Show, where in this circumstance we have seasoned professionals on my program. Why not give them a chance each week to spout off? We don't often do many of these things in the regular program that's on Monday through Friday because it's too political, although there are some things, there are times when politics and focusing on politics is appropriate. And this next few minutes, or my next statement, is geared at getting you to think about the ramifications of who's running for what. As you can expect, the number one story this week is, once again, the presidential race. But then there are the ancillary elections. This past week was primary week for lots of local and regional elections, statewide elections, that sort of thing, because in the primary, you got to weed out those people. There are two or three Democrats running for a seat, two or three Republicans. So you get them down to one Republican versus one Democrat for the November election. So I voted yesterday. The community that I live in has, I think, 24,000 registered voters. 2,100 voted yesterday. 6% of the people who are eligible to vote. And the primary is way more important. I made this argument for years when we were talking about earlier this year the primaries, as they regarded, you know, all the people who are wanting to run for president, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and who was running some of the primary races, like in Arizona recently with McCain in Florida. The primaries are more important, in my mind, than the ultimate election. You really get to sift through all of the people who are running and come up with, hopefully, what would be the best choice. I'm not sure that that's the case, frankly. Becomes a popularity contest. Anyway, the fact that only 6% of voters participated in the primary election in the state this week really is amazing, I think. It's just... No wonder we can't find any leaders. Or is it... Which is it? Which comes first? We don't have people voting because they're tired of the so-called leaders and they don't want to be involved, they don't care?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it the other way around? People don't care, so we get lousy leaders.
No, I think it comes from the top. I mean, people, you know, came out. If you look at presidential cycles throughout the history, when people are really inspired by a leader, whether it's JFK or mm-hmm. President Obama, even in right. the beginning, I mean, people turn out for that. And inspiration makes people go to the polls. Mm-hmm. And right now, people are just, you know, trying to choose between the lesser of two evils or not choosing at all. Yeah. Most people, I think, are swinging to the middle, just saying, well, I'm just not going to vote. And then there's also the contingent
Which
of millennials
ignorant.
Who feel, of course, but then there's the contingent of millennials who feel that their vote doesn't count anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's also ignorant.
Well, that's stupid.
But it's also kind of true in
because
certain
states. Because they're the ones that elected Obama. The millennials
depending on
black,
the states and
blacks.
The electoral colleges and all the
well,
it, the, that kind
another
of stuff.
Fraud.
People,
the electoral college is a complete fraud.
Right.
Why people aren't up in arms in the streets about that.
It, well, what can we do about it? People
school.
Are.
They have a
people
constitutional convention. You have it. That's it. There's the perfect example. You never studied civics in school. You don't know, and I say this lovingly, this is not an accusation. You don't know how the Constitution works. We should have a constitutional convention. 36
well, that's
states
not
should
true,
get together.
But okay.
What do you mean it's not true? That's how you change the Constitution? That's how you change
that? No, I know, but I'm saying it's not true that I don't know how the Constitution works.
I didn't mean it. That's why I said I didn't mean it in an accusational way.
I know that there is absolutely no constitutional amendment that gives people the right to vote. There is no constitutional amendment that gives you the right to vote, which is shocks people because everyone just assumes that you have it. And there's actually legislation that's been floating around in the House to try to get that passed, and no one wants to pass it because then it stops the people who want against the voter,
voter
photo
ID.
ID fraud and the voter yeah. IDs to all that stuff. It's a mess. It's a total mess.
Yeah, it is a mess. System's a mess. Really messy. Messy, messy, messy. Democracy is messy, and it'd be nice if we could figure that out. We don't even have a democracy. We have a representative republic. Mm-hmm. If it were a democracy, we would have no electoral college. That
right.
would long since have been gone. And the only reason the Electoral College was put into place anyway is because in the first 13 states, you know, at that point in time, they had to get on a stagecoach or ride a horse from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, New York, down to Washington, Philadelphia at that time, to cast their votes. So they elected representatives. The voters in these states elected representatives who became congressmen and senators, and they're the ones who are in the Electoral College. But is it outmoded today? Of course it is. It's
right.
asinine. It's ridiculous.
There's a lot of the Constitution that should be tweaked to
yes,
accommodate
right.
modern society.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That was the point, which you, of course, learned when you were studying civics in school. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Victoria and Richie and Doug. All right. Next on the hit parade, here's the G20 summit. What a snoozer. The only thing I got out of that all this week was that jerk from the Philippines who said mm-hmm. Obama was a son of a bee.
Yeah.
Right? That was about it. That's the only thing anybody paid any attention to. And plus, China got something out of being there. I forget what it
they
was.
They hacked into all of our computers and stole
oh, that
all
was
of our
it.
Secrets.
Okay. Thank you. Got that. Yeah, got that taken. All right, so number five is Copernicus. And what's happened with his Colin Kaepernick, who
sure.
has is that how you pronounce the name?
Fine, that's
Kaepernick,
perfect.
But yeah, it doesn't
All
matter.
Right, okay, he's no, it doesn't matter because he doesn't matter. As far as I'm concerned, this is such a non-story. All we're dealing is with an egomaniac. We're dealing with several people who want to express themselves. And that's terrific. They ought to be able to express themselves, as we ought to be able to express our opinion about what we think of these guys. But the nicest thing to happen was a posting on Facebook from Benjamin Watson, who plays for
Baltimore Ravens.
Baltimore, thank you. Yeah. So didn't we think that was a good counter?
But I thought that was very well put.
He had a great
yeah.
take. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So that's it. What else do we need to say?
It acknowledged everybody's viewpoint and was very filled with hope.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And the guy's black. So this comes back around to what I rail about all the time. The so-called black community, where everybody's supposed to think the same. You can't differ. Otherwise, you're a bad black person. What a bunch of nonsense that is. Like all Republicans should think the same, or Democrats, or all tall people should think the same, or all old people should think the same. It's nonsense. And we fall for this crud all the time at the hands of the news media and So, I said something about this guy early on, you know, makes $15 million bucks a year, so what's his problem? And, you know, that's an angle for this. But the other side of it is he has some experience or some awareness or some identity with the problem. And that's why, you know, so I give him the benefit of the doubt. But I give more of the benefit of the doubt to guys like Watson, who sort of put it in the proper perspective.
The one thing I did disagree with, a lot of people online this week were saying on social media that Colin Kaepernick shouldn't be complaining and he shouldn't be talking about race in America because he was adopted by two white parents. I have friends who are multiracial, and that racism is sometimes so much worse for having parents who don't look like you. I don't think that is a valid argument, and that's the one thing I've really, really disagreed with when people are saying, oh, he just needs to shut up. He has two white parents.
Tough decision to make if you are white and you're adopting a black baby, and it's a tough row to hoe.
Yeah, my daughter's Latina, and she's going to have it a little bit easier. Then what she would have had she not been adopted and lived in her first circumstances. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you're going to make the case that whites have it easier in this country than blacks, then certainly living in a white household and a white neighborhood under white parents, you probably had some advantages that trying to argue for didn't.
Well, maybe, but I think that the racism that he's talking about, that he's encountered, I think could a lot worse.
Yeah.
It could even be amplified.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. So we've gotten our opinions on that, and it's good. The Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the people who are on the talkers chart for this past week. No surprise with some of the names, and then maybe a few surprises. Like at number 10, combined Gretchen Carlson and Greta Van Susteren. Their relationship severed with Fox for different reasons, but interesting conversation about where the two of them will go, and now that they are free. Number 9, Gary Johnson, presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party, and his, some people think it was a gaffe this week, referring to an area in Syria that he didn't know anything about. Rodrigo Duterte, I think that's how you pronounce it, Duterte, I don't know, the guy who's president of the Philippines, he called Obama an SOB. Number 8, Matt Lauer, number 7, because of his interview with Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Colin Powell, number 6, because there's controversy about the email. Did he give her the instruction on how to do it or not? Number 5, Colin Kaepernick, the football player. Number 4, Vladimir Putin. Number 3, President Obama. Number 2 and number 1. Which would you prefer, President Clinton or President Trump? That's the question. But we're going to have these two people's names on the top list. And I hope, frankly, that Gary Johnson is on the list as well, continuing between now and Election Day. Also, quickly, a list of the stories from talkers. Sports Talk Radio at number 10, the iPhone at number 9, the settlement at Fox number 8, the murder stats from Chicago number 7, the results of the G20 summit number 6, the anthem sitting caper number 5, Russians and our relations with them number 4, the cash payment to the Iranians, number 3, Clinton and what's going on with her, and the President in General, number 1, this week on the countdown. 43 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe. Your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
If you trim the trees, mow the lawn, or rake the leaves on your own property, you could go to jail. That was the town council's ruling in East Hampton, New York, in adopting vegetation protection legislation, designed to let nature take back much of the property. A portion of each lot was declared off limits to any clearing of plants or ground cover, and violators could be fined or jailed. One angry citizen looked through the lens of liberty and told the council, "You don't have to read much English and American history to know that the right to use your own property is where all our rights stem from. When I was young, you got in trouble if you didn't mow the lawn. Now you go to jail if you do."
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
Looking to become an entrepreneur and purchase your first business? Finitrans Financial has been helping entrepreneurs fund their dreams of business ownership for over 30 years. Whether it's using a retirement plan to buy a business, securing an SBA loan, or utilizing a dozen other options, Finitrans works hard every day to get entrepreneurs the funding they need, quickly, safely, and economically. Speak with a funding expert today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.
This is what it sounds like when you don't make it in time for the Chevy 72-hour sale.
Oh, man!
And this is what it sounds like when you do make it in time for the Chevy 72-hour sale.
Woo! We made it!
It's the Chevy 72-hour sale. Qualified buyers can get 0% financing for 72 months on all their favorite 2016 Chevy models. But hurry, the clock is ticking. Get yours now. Chevrolet, find new roads. Monthly payment is $13.89 for every $1,000 finance. Example down payment 7.8%. Most financed through GM Financial. Some customers will not qualify. Not available with some other offers. Excludes L trims. Take delivery by 9916. See dealer for details.
47 past the hour, continuing conversation about what's going on in the News Talk Radio world. Number four this week, the Russians and Vladimir Putin and our relationship with him and whether Donald Trump likes him or not or whether Putin likes Trump or not. Who cares? Putin is a puker. I call him Bad Vlad. Nothing about this guy that appeals to me at all. I don't think he's a good leader. I think he's stronger or pushier or more argumentative than many, but does that make him good? I wouldn't use the character. And I'm not really too sure that that's what Trump said. I don't know what Trump really said about Putin. Did he say he was good?
He said he was a good, better leader than Obama.
Oh, well, that didn't take much.
I'm still not going to give Putin any respect or credit.
I'm not giving him any here. I just said it's not difficult to be a better leader than Obama. I didn't.
Well, not all of us agree with that.
I understand that, and you're welcome here. Here's your time in the sun. Go ahead. Tell us how wonderful Obama is. The one thing he's done is open up Cuba. Of all the things that have happened in the 8 years, I think that was the best thing he did. That's my own opinion. And that's it.
Are you going to go to Cuba, or have you ever been?
I will go to Cuba as soon as we get, we'll maybe all go down for a broadcast, as soon as they get internet so that we can actually do the program from there. When Conan O'Brien went down, he couldn't do a live program. They had to tape it and send it back because there's no way of getting
that's
stuff.
That's what the radio shows that I know that have gone down there have done.
Yeah,
and when the Kardashians went down there, and this is, I know everyone hates the Kardashians, but we all still watch it. Yeah. They did a two-part episode in Cuba, and they went on a vacation, and it was fabulous to see what Cuba really looks like, and it looked like they had a fabulous time, but they couldn't do anything on the internet. There was no Instagram, and all of that came way after.
Right. Yeah,
they had one Wi-Fi in the hotel they were staying in, but it was just... No one could use it.
Okay. The number one and number two stories this week are very predictable. Number three, the follow-up on the Iran cash payment controversy, because they got the rest of the, they got $400 million, and then they got another $1.3 billion this past week to finish paying them off. And the Republicans said, we didn't vote for that, or then somebody said they did, and they didn't, and I don't know. It looks pretty slimy to me, frankly. And so there it is. A focus on some of the big stories this week, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
The hour, it's Tech Talk time, and in this moment, time for us to go back over the course of the week for the top five items from technology that have made a difference, at least according to the editors of this segment, editor. Victoria Keevan is here with the her overview of what the top five tech stories are. I, as usual, will offer my help and assistance by becoming the big voiced announcer, starting at number five.
Well, Apple got some bad news. They were hit with a $14.5 billion tax bill from the European Commission this week. Not great news for them. Tim Cook is, of course, planning on his big seminar, which we'll get to later in the countdown. The next big Apple announcement convention is happening soon. But he had to deal with all of this bad news from the EU, and they said it is unpaid taxes to Ireland because they have 6,000 employees in Ireland in their headquarters there. Tim Cook said that they've been there since 1980 and that they fully abide by international and local law and the tax rates and everything else. And he essentially is fighting this process because he said that the tax that they pay, they do pay tax in Ireland, but they pay the majority of their taxes in the United States because that's where all their ideas and research and development comes from. It's all in their California office. And that the majority of the tax is supposed to be paid to the country where the actual value of the product is, which would be in Silicon Valley, where everything is developed and the big brainstorm storms, everything happens in California. I'm not really sure what they actually do in Ireland. Do you know, Doug?
Well, they just have, it's a sales and supply depot, in essence, for all of Europe.
So it's not manufacturing then?
No.
It's not like a factory?
My read is that they will never pay one penny of this. By the time it's all over and the lawyers get done with it, these people are not stupid, and they got plenty of resources. They're not going to pay this. This is basically, you know what this is? This is just like politicians everywhere trying to grab as much money as they can from whatever sources they can. It's just money grab, that's all. And these guys won't stand for it. And you know what? At the end of the day, if they keep pushing it, Apple will move to some other country. That's all.
Yeah.
They'll do the distribution and their service work or whatever it is that they do there. They just do it somewhere else.
And you know, the interesting thing, Ireland pointed out that they're not the ones who are trying to collect this money. It's the European Commission.
Right.
So I'm not really sure how much power they have over that.
All right. Number four this week on our list of the top five tech items that were important.
Well, apps like Venmo and Square Cash, of course, apps that you, Doug, use all the time when you go out to dinner with friends.
Rectangular cash is what I use, thank you.
Yes, rectangular cash. Venmo and Square Cash have come under fire recently for not having the most secure apps. Now, these are person-to-person pay apps. So if you're out to dinner, it's sort of the easiest example. If you're out to dinner with a group of friends, one person throws a credit card down and everyone else sends them a Venmo payment. It's an easy way to basically wire money to someone else without paying for a wire transfer through your bank.
Morons at the restaurant. They can't figure it out themselves.
Well, some restaurants are cracking down on how many credit cards can be used on one bill. So that's another reason why things like Venmo and Square Cash are actually being used more and more.
That's very difficult.
But Google, I'm saying like some restaurants will say it's a maximum of two credit cards per check or whatever. Yeah. So Google Wallet has upped their game against Venmo and Square Cash this week, and they are now eliminating the time frame where you can re-up your amount of cash that you have in your Google Wallet from your direct bank account. Google is definitely a lot safer than Venmo and Square Cash and these other apps that are really not supported with a lot of security.
Hustle along here. Number three.
So, more Apple news. September 7th is the big date next week when Apple will unveil whatever it is they are about to unveil. The rumors are still circulating that it will not be an iPhone 7. It will be an iPhone 6 SE with a few updates to some software and some Apple watches.
They're going to unveil Tim Cook naked. That's what will happen. Number two.
And a lot of trend watchers from Google Trends and other sites like that this week officially called time of death on Pokemon Go.
Right.
SurveyMonkey says that since it first launched, it was, of course, the most successful launch of a video game ever. And it has continued to decline every single week. It's still big in Singapore and Hong Kong and Indonesia. But in America, we can pretty much call time of death on Pokemon Go.
Number one this week, technologically speaking.
Instagram. If you look at your Instagram, it looks a lot different, and that is because you can finally zoom in on pictures in Instagram. So we'll see if there's any fallout from this. Just be careful what's in your background, because now everyone can see everything.
Everyone can see everything, and you can hear everything here. All that information that's fit to hear, we've got it. It's 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hey, it's a Butterfinger peanut butter cup.
Yeah, kind of a square, though, right?
Sure, square on the outside, but bold on the inside, thanks to smooth peanut butter with crispity, crunchity bits of Butterfinger.
Ah, it's so bold, it defies physics by being smooth and crunchy.
So bold, it started a peanut butter cup revolution.
So bold, it broke the internet with a pic of its cup.
So bold,
Can we just eat one?
That's bold.
Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here to tell you that I love chicken and football. And now there's a perfect way to bring my two loves together by watching chicken while eating football. This Sunday, grab a KFC $20 fill-up. Now with 12 extra crispy tenders, two large mashed potatoes, a coleslaw, and four biscuits. Wait, I think I made a mistake earlier. Don't eat football, eat chicken. Sorry for the confusion. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.